NORQUAY. An oversized check of $550 from the Canada Post Community Foundation was presented to the Norquay branch of the Parkland Regional Library on October 20. The money is being used for the library's Youth Resources Project, said Karen Crawford, librarian, explaining that it will purchase a children's table and chairs, a bulletin board, a puzzle floor mat, floor cushions and a folding table. Thanking the library for helping us to deliver on our commitment to provide a brighter future for our children, Candy Taran, Sturgis postmaster, said that post office staff are fully committed to nurturing and caring for the Youth Reading Resources Expansion Project and are very proud to play a small role in helping you get them. The Canada Post Community Foundation is one of the best examples of Canada Post's commitment to its purpose, a stronger Canada delivered. The foundation's grassroots, community-based approach allows us to make a real difference across the country, Taran said. The foundation has granted $12.3 million to more than 1,000 community projects nationwide since 2012. Last year, our retail employees brought in just over $900,000 for the foundation, she said. This year, we hope to meet our objective once again. Every penny that is raised in a province stays in that province, she said. This grant is the result of some of that effort. Attending the reception in the Norquay Post Office with Taran and Crawford were Coralie Radovitz of Yorkton, Area Acting Superintendent for Canada Post, Valerie Korolik, Norquay Postmaster, Orla Frampton, Norquay Post Office employee of many years, and Norquay Mayor Don Tower, who commended Crawford for her work at the library. The goal of the expansion project is to improve and increase the ways in which the library, which was founded in 1978, can be used for patrons and the community, Crawford said, adding that currently the library has an average of 100 patrons who use the facility monthly, most commonly as to borrow books and movies and to use the computer and the Wi-Fi access. We have a monthly story time and crafts aimed at preschool children, she said. One way to increase the usefulness of the library for children would be a small table and chairs. This would provide a comfortable place to sit and read, write, color, do puzzles and crafts or STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics activities provided by the library. With young children occupied with activities, it would allow parents and caregivers to enjoy bringing their children along to the library and keep kids entertained while parents explore the library, Crawford said. A bulletin board placed near the table and chairs would provide a place to display children's artwork and possibly inspire local artists. Currently at monthly storytime sessions, children sit on the floor and do their crafts there, she said. A large mat as well as cushioned seating would help with making the craft time more comfortable. Stackable floor pillows where the children and librarian could sit would create a cozy, sharing storytelling atmosphere. A folding table would provide multiple functions, she said. Our library participates in local street festivals and markets in which we need to provide our own table. A folding table within the library would provide a space for students to study or do homework. It would expand the usefulness of the library in that local artists could present classes and meetings or clubs could utilize the table as well. There are 220 local children registered at the Norquay School, who could benefit from this project, she said. Preschool children, homeschooled children, children attending local day homes and numerous other children belonging to Hutterite and Mennonite colonies and surrounding Indigenous communities use the Norquay Library. It is hoped the project helps increase the number of patrons using the library and will encourage a larger variety of age groups using it and will increase the number of meetings, classes and events to be held at the Norquay Library.